Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd out here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Brooklyn. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One Ep is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
I think I go as far as saying I'm excited, and we have a friend on the show.
Yeah.
That's right. Fucking Fly God himself with the new...
Boop, 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 boop!
With a new project out. He says his final studio album. West Side Gun is here.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Final studio album.
Yeah, man. I don't have time to do projects with 15 or 20 songs no more, man.
Right.
It's just about the music now, man. I'm going to go back to the old Griselda formula, actually, when it was just like, I make a song today, drop it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them. I'm going back to those days.
Dumping, if you will.
Yeah.
It's
a flood. So I'm not saying like I'm done rapping. It's actually going to be even more music. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But you don't have to put it all together.
Or if I
so you're
drop
still
going
to go to. Right. You're still going to go to the studio.
Yeah. But I'm not like, yo, I got to go make an album. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? Just taking the time.
What are you so busy with?
I mean, what I'm not doing, man.
No, he's the man's in Europe. The man, he's in Europe all the time. Were you like...
I'm trying to figure you out.
Were you like a fashion apprentice recently? Were you apprenticing?
Nah, man.
Weren't you doing something like that?
Nah, I mean, I would love to. You know
what Where would you want to do that if you were to be an apprentice in fashion? Where would that be?
Shit, Louis. I mean, Pharrell, man. I go get the coffees, man.
You do really? You go straight intern status?
Yeah, for sure. Because you got to work your way up, man. You got to learn. I'm a student. You know what I'm saying?
Son, I was at A&R at Star Trek Records with Pharrell. By doing that, I said, Pharrell, I will work for free, and I became an A&R at the label. He will gladly accept you.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I'm more of just like I said. I'm more learning. I don't. I could pay for my own housing and all of that living anyway. So it's just like. I could be, you know, West Side Gun in one world, but just in the fashion world, I'm still like, I could be the biggest in the room, you know what I'm saying? In one room, but then go to another room and nobody know me at all. So those is the rooms I'm trying to be.
And you're comfortable with that. Yeah.
It's like those are the rooms I want to be in now. Cause I want to learn. I only want to improve. And you know, again, man, I always been doing fashion my whole life. So it's just like now. It's the time, you know what I'm saying, where I feel I did so much in music, you know what I'm saying, even though people just, you know, getting hip to Griselda maybe the last 3 to 5 years, some the last 1 or 2 years, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some this year. Some might even just know us from me being on Travis.
Travis Scott. Yeah, I was about to say that could have been
a month ago. You know what I'm saying? So
might be the first thing they ever heard.
The guy who knows Travis? Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's like
Travis got a new artist.
Yeah, not the guy who had murals painted around the world for like the last 7 years and then sold out everything he ever came out with, every show he had ever then stepped on the stage for, you know what I mean? Every vinyl, every piece of merch, everything. And like a lot of people just don't even understand, you know, what I've done.
I got caught up in that, you know what I mean? In the game.
What do you mean?
I bought a lot of West Side Gun merch.
You got caught up in the merch game?
I bought merch. I went to the store in Buffalo.
Yeah.
But you have a painting in there.
I know. The painting's in there.
I bought the DVD. I bought the hoodie. Matter of fact, I bought some merch once and it took very long to come. And I said, bro, I hate to be this guy.
Where the fuck's my sweatshirt?
Just wondering if you kind of can lead me in the direction of who I can speak to. Yeah.
Did you get it eventually?
Got it.
Now, Gunn, before the fateful day in New York City, y'all did that show. And I remember because you came to the radio station the next day.
What show?
It was the show. It was the one when Mob
came. Everything turned around?
When Mob came out.
First show ever.
And the Locks came out. Where was it?
Woo. It was at
Gramercy?
Webster Hall.
Webster Hall.
Yeah, Webster Hall basement.
Yeah, you were in the basement there.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing y'all the next day and you had the glow because everyone had like co-signed you. Like literally Mob Deep came out and was like, these are the guys.
Prodigy was still alive.
Yes.
This the week before Prodigy passed.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he passed the very next week. That was the same tour. That was the first show. But he passed when we made it to the Detroit show. The very next week.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't even a week later.
Wow.
At that point, we all started, you know, learning the story and seeing what you did. And it's all been incredibly successful and incredibly impressive. Were there years while y'all were trying to make it happen where like you were failing, where you were coming up with ideas and they just weren't hitting?
I'm going to be honest. No.
So was it just a slow? It was just a slow build the whole time?
Yeah, it always was going up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you have to understand, you know, we from Eastside Buffalo, man. We never had the resources. We never had the buildings to walk in. You know, I didn't have like, you know, somebody that was in the industry that took me under their wing. So, you know, I was self-taught. You know what I'm saying? I never went to school for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I never had nobody teach me this shit. You know what I mean? Everything I've ever done, period, from starting the brand, in the fashion and music, everything, you know, music, you know, wrestling to, you know, film to everything. I self-taught, you know what I'm saying? So I always put my own money up. I never had an investor. So it just took a little longer, you know what I'm saying? And I basically did it my way. And I'm thankful for that because it's just like, you know, I don't owe nobody in the world. I did it exactly my way. You know what I mean? You know, what more can I say?
What's the bracelet situation? That shit looks incredibly heavy.
I just said I wanted the biggest bracelet in the game, and I just got it.
Where does one get something like that?
Miami. You know what I'm saying? It's a Miami Cuban Link bracelet, custom made. It took them, I think it was like 4 months to make it.
Wow.
But, you know, it was heavy. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Busta. Busta got a crazy big joint now.
What are you trying to... Pause. This guy can't go on Mason Cameron's show.
No. It'd be a wrap. Wait. It's, what's the top of it?
Yeah, what is
it's
it supposed
just,
to be?
It's just...
Diamonds? Just straight diamonds.
Yeah.
How heavy is this?
A coffin? It's supposed to be a coffin or something?
Nah, man. It's just a lock, man.
It's just a lock with diamonds on it, Saif.
Yeah, you know.
God, Saif, you have no fucking class. Yo, pass that over here. Pass that seatbelt over here.
Oh, God, this shit is heavy as fuck.
Hold on, pass this seatbelt. Yo, you're a wild boy. Yo, you've been walking around with this all day?
All right, let's do...
Bruh.
Let's do some goon math, okay? No goon math is...
What, explain goon math.
Goon math, okay. Remember I invited you to Dave Chappelle's show in Atlanta?
Yeah.
He needed 6 tickets.
All right.
It was a very small venue. I said, bro, 6 tickets is hard. He said, Saif... He told me the amount of jewelry that he was going to wear that night. I guess he predetermines what jewelry he's going to wear to whatever event. So he told me the number, he said the amount of money that the jewelry he was wearing was going to, how much it costs. For that reason, he needed three goons.
It was three goons.
He had three goons with him. How do you determine how many goons you need for what event?
And that's a great, great
like, because
question.
You're here, when you came to do our interview, these, you look like
you're goonless.
Nice gentlemen here, yeah. Over here, but they don't seem like the goons. Although the one on the right, he does, you see one of them sneaky goons. He's a sneak goon. So to come to
a
Juan Epp interview, zero goons?
Yeah, man, zero goons, man.
Zero
it's all,
goons.
It's all love, and I look at y'all like family. So.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable that the place we're telling you to go is not going to be something you have to be
suspicious of. Of course. I'd have came by myself.
Right. I've seen you've rolled up solo many times before.
I go a lot of places by myself. I actually go more places by myself than with goons.
It's much easier to go by yourself.
For sure. For sure. So when you said, you know, man, bring a cup, just only two.
No problem.
Trust me, I was going to come on myself anyway. You know what I mean? So,
okay, you're going to a Lox concert.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. They asked you to pop out. Someone wants you to pop out at a Lox show. Mm-hmm. Where, Sife?
Where is the show? Let's say Detroit. Mm-hmm. You're going to a Lox, L-O-X concert in Detroit. Mm-hmm. How many goons?
Three.
Yeah. Three. And that's because the Lox are family.
Yeah, I mean...
You integrate.
The Lox is family. I know they represent peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People not going to a Lox party or concert to fight.
Right.
They're coming to have a good time. They're coming for that nostalgic energy. And it's all love. Same way as a Griselda show. It's like, you know, we could talk all the street shit we want. But
these are fans.
To a Griselda show. This is the fans. This is all love. Yeah, no, it's no negative energy. For
okay, Bad Bunny. You know what I'm saying? Bad Bunny's on a TV screen. You're going to a Bad Bunny show in Puerto Rico. How many goons fly to Puerto Rico with you?
About six or seven.
That's what I was thinking. Because you don't know him that well.
Exactly.
But it's all love.
It might be all love, but first of all, Puerto Rico, they...
No, shout out to Puerto Rico.
They do
man.
Them things
shout,
over there.
Shout out to La Perla.
Have you met Bad Bunny?
Nope.
Wow, in all the wrestling dealings, you haven't met him yet?
Why, he's a big wrestling guy?
He's in WWE, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He's straight. He has action figures. He's straight.
Nah, he's an official wrestler.
He's actually good.
Yeah.
He's had good matches before.
Really? Nah,
yes.
We're talking WrestleMania.
He had WrestleMania. Bro, fucking Bad Bunny has had legitimately good wrestling matches in which I'm like, I'm impressed. Like,
nah, for sure.
He entertains.
That's crazy.
Two great ones.
Yeah, a couple of really great matches in which he's willing to
do
things.
You're going to go watch.
That guy, Damian Priest, who's Puerto Rican. He had the match with Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico.
Against the Bad Bunny?
Yep.
There was friends.
Okay. No, against each other.
Okay, you're going to a Logan, what's the guy?
Logan Paul.
You're going to a Logan Paul fight. Where was he?
By the way, you know he's in WWE too, right?
Is that the one that just had a
yeah, but box? He's also in WWE.
Yeah. You're going to a Logan Paul fight in London.
Oh, okay. He was in Manchester.
How many goons?
Three.
You bring three.
Yeah.
But you also pick up a couple London goons while you're there.
Not for sure, because I might have two or three with me from the States, but definitely two or three that's already from
the
London.
Reason why I asked
I got London goons.
Of course you do.
Yeah, come on. The reason why I love West Side Gun is when I went to Buffalo that time,
mm-hmm.
I did a comedy show.
I remember this.
And I tagged West Side Gun there was all these young Buffalo high school kids got out of school, and I pointed my camera like, look at these Griselda Jr.'s getting out of school or something like that. And he hit me back. He was like, you in Buffalo? What you need? I don't even know this guy. What you need? And he goes, you need weed? You need something else? And he goes, you need security? Wait, do I need security? And then I said, I know what I need. I need a camera guy to shoot this show. He goes, my man's going to call you 2 minutes. 2 minutes, he called. Camouflage Monk. They came to the show. Two goons and a camera guy.
That's all you needed. You were lit.
It's Thursday night. Two goons, camera guy. Had a great time. They loved the show. They had a great time. Can you come back tomorrow? No doubt. Next night. Eight goons, camera guy. I said, okay. I asked the club, hey, can these guys sit down in the back? Da, 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 da. And then one of the Buffalo Bills was there. So I look like the man. Next night, Saturday night, 16 goons.
No.
I swear to God.
What kind of goon math is this?
The guy opening for me goes, I never saw somebody grow an entourage before.
Okay, I know this is a terrible question, but people ask it to me, so I'm asking it to you.
if you had to choose between your loves, music, wrestling, and fashion, and they're like, you get one to consume and be a part of for the rest of your life. Uh-huh. What do you do?
Fashion.
Number one.
Number one. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Wow. No hesitation.
What does that mean though? What are you consuming?
I mean, see, that's the thing. I've been fly my whole life. It's like I was born this way. It's not even the fact of what's on me is the bonus. But I think just fashion is just, it's just like a lifestyle to me. It's like a religion to me.
So in your early days when you were young, but you didn't have a lot of bread, what was the fashion you was into? What was you, how did you look fly?
See, the thing about it is, like I said, it wasn't even that. It was like, even back in the day, even when it probably wasn't like named brand, just the way I put it together, like I said, it was just a mentality, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always walked around like I was that dude, you know what I'm saying? So it just, you know, the fashion, the way I could put it together probably was still different than, you know, everybody else. It was just, like I said, the way I carried myself. And then my Aunt Michelle, rest in peace, you know, like, when she first bought me, like, the Jordan 6s, you know what I'm saying? When they first came out, it was like, once you got those, it was like, you can't go backwards. So,
but did you do something to them that made them look different than everybody else's?
Nah, but it just, like, that just... It just forced me to just always wanted to have the best. You know what I'm saying? So when I started doing little hustles as a kid, I was able to, you know, afford to start buying my own things. And, you know, it might have started off as jerseys. Then it went to Tommy Hilfiger. Then it went to Nautica and Polo. Then it went to, you know what I mean?
A regular Nautica jacket.
Yeah, but like where I said, you would- still a way to finesse. And again, it's always about the times. When I was wearing the Nautica and I was wearing a Tommy, they might have been wearing Bugle Boy. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's still...
You were always on,
like,
the next.
Yeah, even though it was Tommy, you looking at it, but it was a certain time in 96, 95, when you was wearing Tommy, it was people wearing Bugle Boy. So it was just like, I was the Tommy guy. I was the Polo guy. You know what I mean? When everybody start, you know, going to the, you know, the like when the people was wearing like the FUBU baggy shit, I was wearing Iceberg. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
I was already starting to get, you know what I mean, designer t-shirts, because it was just like, other people's t-shirts might have been $50, $60. My t-shirt might have been $200, but I'm in high school. It's just like the fly just start elevating as I grew. And I think just the more money I get, it was just, like I said, it just grew and grew and grew. But now it's to the point where it's like, okay, now I want one of one pieces, runway pieces. I might shop in London. I might shop in Milan. I might shop in, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm,
so,
you know.
So you go to London. Because I'm a big fan of your fashion sensibility. I look at all your... There's a Pinterest page I have of West Side Gud. Just, I'm like...
Wait, you make this Pinterest page?
Yeah.
Or you follow it?
No, I make it. I look at pictures of West Side Gud and put it on my Pinterest.
What comedian did you post, Life? It's one of your friends who said the thing about, if a dude likes Pinterest, I can pretty much guarantee they're Pinterested in men.
I didn't post that.
Yo, who the fuck joke is that?
I never heard that.
It was on fucking Instagram. Anyways, go ahead. All right.
So, like, if you go shop in London, like, I mean, you're too far gone to ask you, like, how do you know where to go? Or what are you looking for? Now you're so far gone that you have all these connects.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't really want to give up my spots.
No. Not give up your spots, but, like, how do you even go about finding it?
You know, when you first start shopping, you know, usually the salesperson kind of size you up because they, you know, that's their job. So they kind of, but when they see you, I'm like dead serious off rip, like, what you got? What's new? What's in the back? Whoop. They can see, like, okay, this guy is a little different. And I kind of explain what I do and who I am. And then they be like, oh, so you want that? Because that's the thing. It's always what they have in the store. Mm-hmm. And then they have that, oh, you want that room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So at all of the major, like, super dope luxury spots,
you
would say there's always...
It's another room.
Always.
Always.
Even at, like, shit here on Fifth Ave?
Even shit here on Fifth Ave.
There's another room.
It's another room.
Well, I mean, it's more expensive.
Yeah, because it might be one of only three. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So that's what I try to search for now. You know, those pieces that's in the other room, which, you know, a lot of people like to call them runway pieces, you know what I'm saying? And things like that, where it's one of one, one of five, only 10 in the world, just things like that. Those is the pieces I go for.
Like, what's this jacket? You said it's Virgil?
Yeah, this Virgil.
Louis Virgil. Louis,
yeah.
Did Virgil give you that?
Nah, I bought this.
Did Virgil ever give you anything?
Of course.
A lot of stuff.
He gave me a piece. He gave me a piece. You know what I'm saying? He only gave me one piece, but I'm thankful. I never wore it.
Never wore it. Mm-hmm. You know where it is?
It's in storage.
You know which? Oh, storage.
Yeah, it's in storage.
Okay, and so about this piece. Let's talk about this one.
This is a Virgil top during his collection. This is a Nakamoto, a Mary's. Nobody now these.
Like, shorts.
Yeah. Now these nobody else has. These is like world premiere, you know, West Side Gun. I had the black pair. They just had them on Complex Style Friday. You know what I mean? Because I world premiered them. And this is the blue pair today. This is just a new dope brand. Satoshi Nakamoto.
That's Japanese.
They said the name actually came from like a Bitcoin guy or something like that. But I don't really know the history of the Satoshi Nakamoto guy, but he says it's like a Bitcoin guy. They just took the name from the guy, but that's not the same guy.
Got it,
right,
okay.
Right.
And
where'd you get those? Again,
I got these from Nakamoto.
And where?
You know I'm from Nakamoto.
Well, I'm saying, what city were you in when you received them?
Home. They sent them to my home.
Oh, they sent them to you.
Beautiful.
I said, yo, because like I said, this was a runway piece. And when I seen they had it on the runway, I'm like, yo, I need those shorts.
And you hit somebody.
I hit Nakamoto.
Well, these people that are high fashion people, do they know about Griselda and West Side Gun? Are they fans?
Nah, they know me.
Or do they mostly know you?
No, they know you
just
you're a fashion
guys.
Guy, though.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. They know me because, like I said, I'm in the fashion world. I'm already sitting front row at the fashion shows.
You get invited to those.
Correct. Everybody that, you know, rap fashion isn't into fashion. Like, I'm the one, I'm really at the fashion parties. I'm really, you know, sitting front row.
You're not
I'm
out of place in these parties?
Nah.
Well, how many goons? How many
Hold
goons?
Hold on, he's not bringing any goons to the fashion parties.
Nah.
No goons?
No goons.
None?
Nah. How could he bring a goon to the fashion party? I don't like, if it's a super exclusive show, you can't be plus six.
Nah, I come just me. You know what I'm saying? The most I ever took was like maybe like two. You know what I'm saying? Because I do take Fly Guy Jr. everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay. not necessarily the goons. That's the shooters, but like your peoples. Like,
I take
Fly Guy. There's other Fly Guys that...
Correct. I take Fly Guy Jr. with me.
How old is he?
21.
Wow. So he's an actual man.
Yeah.
This is a grown adult.
He been with me already, for the last 2 years straight. You know what I'm saying?
Running with you all the time.
Yeah.
Were you insecure initially about walking into these like circles and rooms, like, and did people treat you crazy at all? I mean, you are very much West Side Gun. You look, I mean, for lack of a better word, you walk in a room, someone's like, this guy might be a rapper.
The first time I went, they were scared of me. A lot of them, because they didn't know who I was. I kind of had too much jewelry on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of went like just being me because I didn't know what to expect. And I kind of like overdid it a little bit, like looking back at it. I don't go that hard no more, you know what I'm saying? But it was just like, you know, I didn't know no better, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. And, you know, you just got to learn to adapt. And, you know, I'm a student, like I said. Now, when I go in there after being there for 3 years and paparazzi, like now the paparazzi,
like
you know,
fashion
weeks
in Paris, London, correct, New York, correct, Milan,
correct.
You go to all those fashion weeks,
yeah. So, like when I first started,
what
going,
if it clashes with SmackDown?
Oh, it has. I because you know it's crazy because Fashion Week is Royal Rumble time too.
You know, so you gotta coordinate.
So this year I actually missed Royal Rumble for Fashion Week.
This past year?
Yeah.
Damn. How's it looking this coming year?
Yeah. I gotta check the schedule.
You gotta alternate.
But if I have to pick and choose, I still gotta pick Fashion
Week. So you go to, let's say, Fashion Week, I wanna say London. That's my favorite town. It sounds like you would be in London, PJ to Tampa, watch Mania or whatever, Royal Rumble, and then PJ back to Fashion Week. Sounds like you would do that.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. You know, the thing about it is like, I have to do what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I just know where I'm trying to still go. So and I have to take this part of my life serious. And it's going to be other times where it don't clash. That's just one weekend out the whole year. That doesn't stop, you know, SummerSlam. That doesn't stop Survivor Series. That doesn't stop Mania. That doesn't stop.
You got more things to go
to. Yeah, for sure.
So you get invited. You go to the front row. You watch the runway stuff. And then there's all types of, I'm sure, events, after parties, meetings. Like, some of these people are not Griselda fans.
Mm-hmm. Some.
A lot of them.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say most are not Griselda fans.
But they respect you. Why? Because you know what you're talking about?
I think they respect me because I'm just already in the room.
So you already got the respect because you, once you make it to the front,
you're there.
I'm there. You see what I'm saying? So I have to be somebody to be there. So
right. So they already had, you already been vetted.
Yeah. It's like, oh, if he in here, he's somebody. And then that's what I was saying. I was about to get at, like, the first time I went, that was like the only time where I kind of felt, because they didn't really know me. So they said, like, sir, you know, being polite because they just wanted me to take pictures, but they really didn't know who I was.
Right.
But now it's just like, hey, Gun, Westside, hey, that, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as I hop out the car, it's just going crazy.
You ever see Rocky around there?
Nah, I haven't seen him on that side. I see Rocky on this side. I never seen him over there.
Never seen Rocky? I thought Rocky was on that side.
We don't really cross paths over there.
Who do you see the most from this side on that side?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Nobody on this side be on that side?
You know who I see a lot? Mm. I see Tyga a lot.
Tyga?
Yeah.
Oh, so interesting.
Tyga be there a lot for some reason.
Interesting.
Don't get it twisted. It's a lot of them, like Migos. But
you must know the DJ very often. You must bump into DJs, you know, too, no?
I mean, I fuck with A-Side. They usually do the GQ party.
It's fascinating, man.
By the way, what socks are those? What socks are those?
Nah, man, I just, these Hanes, man. I got these shits today. I needed some socks, you know what I mean, homie?
So you're good. You're good rocking the totally regular socks with the crazy outfit.
Yeah.
You don't need $200 ridiculous socks.
Nope. The shoe, $4,000. You know what I'm saying?
What are the shoes?
Cause Fours.
Oh, the Cause Fours. Yeah, it's an expensive shoe right there. Yeah, all right, tell me this, Gun. Is there anything? Okay, because like I enjoy, I think Syph and I both enjoy, like, I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but for like people like us who don't have the money to do it, I enjoy the stupid luxury item every once in a while. Like, fuck it, I'm going to go get blank. But when I do that, A, I do feel insecure in those stores because looking at the tags, I know my eyeballs are like, So here's my question. Do you ever have any items you see regularly at like a Gucci or Louis or wherever that you're like, man, this is just stupid. I'm not paying this for that. Or like, are you just don't even think about it anymore. It's just whatever.
Now it's whatever. Because like I said, it's certain people in this shit that's like respected for being fly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to just represent it and wave my flag. I'm not saying like it's a secret competition out here, but it's just you always want to stay ahead of the game and the top of your game. You know what I'm saying? So
it's part of the brand too. You're almost investing in yourself too.
Yeah, I'm super fly guy. Like how can I not be fly? Like I said, I'm just chilling here regular, but there's still shorts nobody never heard of. I mean, never seen before. A brand new collab, a Louis Virgil top. Cause Fours, Margiela mask.
Do you ask for prices at the store? Will you ask a price, or is it beneath you to even ask the price of an item?
I will. Like it go both ways. Like if it's one of those pieces, it don't matter because it's just.
So
like,
it's one of the ones that you need.
But it's just like, okay, I might just throw this on because it's a Wednesday. Is it really worth $6,000 on a Wednesday? Cause I move as I go, like for real. Like if I don't have nothing really do, I go try to find like a little $200-$300 sweatsuit, throw on some nice New Balances.
Call it a day.
Smooth, yeah. But if it's just like, hey, Westside, we having something tonight. Woo, 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 woo. Now it's like, oh, I know people gonna be taking pictures. I know I don't know who else gonna be there. I gotta
What's your luggage like? Like, You travel with like the big ass fucking
trunks.
A big ski bag. You know what I mean? Fly Guy Jr. hold me down. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a part of him just holding me down.
Well, that's his job.
Yeah.
How often do you have to buy luggage?
But the thing is, I buy as I go. So I still keep the big luggage because it's really more so for coming back with it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so you travel with the big luggage.
Like, so I might go somewhere with like maybe like two or three outfits to just, you know, hold me down. But the suitcase is big because I already know once I go where I'm going,
you're
going to
get more stuff.
I'm going to get some more stuff. So I'll put that, in, you know, add it to the bag. But I at least go somewhere with like two or three outfits.
And part of my French.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What kind of underwear do you wear?
These Versace.
Versace underwear?
Yeah, for sure. 1,000,000%.
Every day Versace underwear?
I say out of 7, 5 is definitely Versace. The other two, I mean, I might wear Tom Ford. I might wear Supreme. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. Reasonable.
Because I go and get the Supreme Hanes joints just throw on. But Tom Ford, and it's crazy because my daughter Pootie, Westside Pootie, bought me my first Tom Ford underwear for Father's Day.
Really?
And I like the fit. You know what I'm saying? So
now let me now, Sif. Since we've gone down this path, this follow up question.
Yeah.
Are you too rich to have like that pair of boxers, briefs, whatever that you know should be retired? They're the last pair in the drawer, right? They're the only the ones you wear when laundry's just at an absolute. And you're like, I'm still going to hang on to these and rock them. Or is everything fresh and brand new?
Well, let me say this. My socks, my t-shirt, and my wife beater, I throw out every day. I haven't wore, I haven't worn a wife beater, a t-shirt, or a pair of socks twice in at least 5 years.
You mean
a
white t-shirt? You mean like an undershirt?
Yeah, the undershirt.
Wait, you always wear a wife beater and an undershirt?
Yeah.
Why do
it just depends though. You know what I mean?
Why do people do
like,
that?
Like, of course, right now I'm not gonna just wear a white beater and a jean jacket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just like,
and you don't mean a luxury t-shirt.
I'm not gonna wear a t-shirt with a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a white beater on, but with the t-shirt over. I'm not gonna wear, you know.
Oh, the undershirt. I mean, yeah.
But like the undershirt and the white beater and the socks, they get thrown out every
day. What is the point of a white beater? Like I wear a lot of undershirts.
Yeah.
It's because if my underarm sweat, I don't want it ruining whatever shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
What does wife beaters do?
Because it doesn't even cover your armpits.
It's such a hood thing that I never understood.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. My son was been wearing white beaters since 2 years old, man. It's just this is a part of life, I guess. I thought it was mandatory as a man.
No, by the way.
I was lying to.
So me and Stack Guy Greg on Cheap Heat had a big thing about wife beaters one day. Because I was like, I said something to him about dress shirts. And I was like, under dress shirts, I never wear a t-shirt or a wife beater. Like, because you can see it. Especially wife beaters, you can see it. If you take the jacket off. And he was like, I have to wear a wife beater every day. And that in that moment, we realized there is 100% a culture clash there.
Yeah, it's the
I was like, I do not get it at all.
It's the same thing as white people don't use washcloths.
Yeah, it's in that same category. Although I do have loofahs now, Sif. Loofahs are big.
Yeah, that's loofahs, though. White people don't use washcloths.
No,
when
not
you go
the same
to a
way.
Black or Spanish person's house, you stay overnight, and they're like, hey, you have a towel for the back. You get a towel and a washcloth.
Right.
A million percent.
And the washcloth.
It depends on what level they're at. You get a towel, a hand towel.
And a washcloth.
But definitely towel and washcloth.
And the washcloth is for your body.
For your body in the shower, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the wife beater fits in there.
So you throw out, are they Hanes or they're always different? The wife beaters or whatever.
Fruit of the Loom, but I got on Hanes now because they ain't had no fruit.
They didn't have no
Target.
So you buy those every week?
So I get them by the boat because you can get them from Amazon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, say for instance, if it's a 10 pack or whatever I just get 10 of those, you know what I'm saying, at a time.
To where? To your home?
Yeah.
Or wherever, would you order it to a hotel?
Nah. I take enough. That'd be a part of the ski bag. That's what I'm saying. Pack of 6 or 10 in it and just go.
Okay, so
this whole episode's about mathematics, by the way. It's goon math. Now it's t-shirt math. That's the whole thing.
So when you get to your hotel room here in New York, you staying in New York for the night?
Jersey.
Jersey, whatever. those socks you have on right now are going in the garbage.
1,000,000%.
And you haven't, you bought more, obviously, for tomorrow. Whatever you need. Yeah. And those go in the garbage.
Yeah.
Never washed.
Never.
So wait. Okay, then there's a good follow-up question. So what do you wash? Like, do you wash?
Like, do you put
the only thing I wash, period, is boxers. Nothing else.
Boxers get kept.
How about your other clothes? They dry clean?
Nah.
Nothing. You just wear it a little bit, put it away.
Yeah, that's it. I haven't dry cleaned or washed clothes in at least, I can't even tell you. I don't even.
Yo, this is fascinating.
I would literally be lying.
That's all I'm telling you.
I would literally be lying if I said I washed clothes in the last decade.
But you wash boxers.
Yeah,
because you have.
That's it.
Yo, that is the best life. By the way, of all the different ways I have to live with luxury.
Yeah.
Not having to do laundry at all, where the only thing that gets done is boxers. Because boxers are nothing. You take them out, fold them up. It's nothing.
I can do that,
light. But real laundry, Sife? Do you know how much I overpay to have the laundry? I can get my shit sent away.
I do my laundry today.
I hate folding laundry. I do a bad job of it.
I'm not going to say I like it, but I do have a system. It's when I watch my John Mulaney interviews or Conan. It's when I'm
folding. By the way, how about this? I'd rather do dishes than laundry.
Nah.
I prefer dishes to laundry. I'll put on music.
The laundry's doing itself. You got to wash the dishes.
Well, no, you rinse them and put them in the dishwasher. Yeah.
So, do you ever do your own laundry? Do you ever know how to turn on your washing machine?
Yeah, for sure. I did it recently, but before that, like I said, man, I got somebody to do that for me.
So
damn right you do. It's West Side Gun, damn it.
What about sneakers? You have white Air Force Ones?
Nah.
No, you never have white Air Force Ones for no reason?
Mm-mm. By the way, can I say something?
It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't want
to be. Something racist is about to come out. Go ahead.
Take it how you want it. I got the Terror Squad Air Force
Ones. You did?
Oh, no, he didn't send them. Don't feel bad. He didn't send them. Just so you know. No, Sife, Jada Pinkett Smith got some today. We still didn't get our pairs in the mail. It's okay, Joey. Love you.
Nobody likes
you. No, we love you, Joe. But you brought them to everyone else. It's okay. But someone else got them for me, right? Mm-hmm. Natalie was doing a seating thing, and she got me a pair of the TS shoes. So I'd never worn Air Force Ones. They're not my style. I don't like the thick sole of them. I just don't like the look. Yo, they feel horrible on my feet.
The first time you put on Air Force Ones.
They're big. They're also a full size bigger than my Air Maxes.
No, you got
to. I get a size smaller.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it. Yeah.
Because it's supposed to fit. It's supposed to look actually smaller. I hate the big Dumbo looking joint.
So you got it. So you got to go a full half size down with Air Force Ones.
Yeah. It's that's the thing. I have other colors. The all white is just too plain for me.
You don't ever go back to your roots?
Uh-uh. So what's your most plain pair of kicks you'll wear if you just want to wear a plain Jane, most low-key kicks possible?
This is low-key.
Is it because
too... Just the Cause 4s, subtle, just a little light Cause 4.
Because it's too many people do it? It's too common?
Yeah.
You ever do Tim's?
Nah. I do maybe once a year. I might wear a Tim once a year.
No custom to it, just you might throw on a... For the look, whatever.
Yeah, because that's the thing about it. You know, I don't like wearing looks twice. So it's just if I wear that Timberland look, I can't wear the Timberland look again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like...
So if I want to tell you a funny story...
I got to get that one time a year Timberland look. You know what I mean?
So if I want to tell you a funny story that you'll appreciate about Gunn. So Gunn had an event last week for his album, right? And his publicist who I deal with on all my rap stuff, Matt Conway, I've known him for 20 years, sends me the thing. He's like, yo, can you come to Gunn's thing? Blah, blah, blah. So normally... I don't. It's a weeknight. I hit Gunn or in advance. I go, what time you think you're going to get there? He's like, on time. So I was like, okay, cool. You know? So I go on a Wednesday because Gunn, as you can take note from him being here, giving me a song for my album. Like, not only is he a friend, but he comes through for me.
Comes through.
So I'm going to go on a weeknight and make sure I take the pictures at his party and I'm there to support. And as I get there, you know, I run into the other old bastards who are there too, right? Like Paul Rosenberg, Reef. And we're like, oh, when do you think he's going to get here? You know, it's like 9:30. We're like, when do you think he's going to get here? I was like, I don't know. We'll see. I said, listen, man, I just got to pay my respects,
giving my dap. Pay my respects. And keep, I got work in the morning. He knows. I just got to show him my respect. So we're all on the same page, right? Like, we just want to make sure we see him, show love, and keep it moving. We're not going to party like that. Boom. Here comes West Side Gunn. The commotion begins, right? Mm-hmm. Me, Rosenberg, and Reef were all like, oh, shit. Here he comes. Here it is. We see the a snap god shooting. Johnny Nunez walks in. Here we go. Gunn comes in with a, you know, his kids, every family's there. The mob moves in. Small, very small spot. Gold bar, very small spot. But he comes in with the whole mob. And as he
How
walks.
Many goons?
I couldn't goon count at that time. I was But as he's walking by, he comes through where we are. And I'm on one side and Reef and Rosenberg are across from me. And the way Gunn happened to walk in. He walked by, you know, the whole mob's almost pushing him at this point. You know what it's like when a celeb walks in the room. Yep. He happened to walk right by me. So I just get the immediate dap moment. He saw me here. I'm good.
It's a good one.
He walks by. Paul Rosenberg's grabbing his shoulder, trying to get his attention, but he's getting pushed by. Yeah. Obviously, Paul knows that if Gunn saw him, he'd say something, but the mob is moving.
Yeah.
He's just moving.
And then everybody's touching the shoulder. Shoulder touch is going to matter. Everybody's touching the shoulder.
So Gunn finally walks by and the whole mob gets by. He's now a lifetime away from us.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people, it feels like, between us. And I just look at Paul and Reef and start laughing. So I'm like, all right, guys, have a good night. I did my part. And the funny thing, yo, Paul's such a good dude, though. I said to Paul, Paul was still worried about seeing you. It was like another half hour passing. Oh, I got to see him. I was like, Paul, you already gave him a record deal before, bro. Gunn doesn't need your, he knows.
It's currency in this game.
No, well, for people you care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like you want people to know that you, like you and Conway, are two of the only release parties I've been to in years. I'm going out to host on Thursday night. I have the longest fucking day and love the geniuses at SOBs. And she asked me to host her event at SOBs. And I'm going, just on principle. I don't know what the fuck it is with you Buffalo people. Everyone's just so fucking respectful and lovely and remembers and comes back around.
Yeah,
like there's a reason beyond the music that I think you guys have gotten the support that you've gotten. I don't know if you get enough credit for that. Like, you guys are actually kind, good people within the industry.
Humble for sure. Respectful for sure. Like I said, man, we worked so hard to get here, man. We didn't come this far to be assholes. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously.
That's true. Funny you say that.
I hate the, you know, stuck up, you get around these dudes, they just act like they too good or they just too street, they too this, they too that. Like they just in character, like they not trying to break their character. I hate that corny shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all good people, we all individuals. Like, now me, and trust me, I bust your shit paws quicker than the dudes that got their face scrunched up. You know what I'm saying? Without a shadow of a doubt.
But guess what? You're less likely to have to because of the way you carry yourself.
Exactly. That we don't even promote that. We don't even push that. We don't even want that. Like you said, I went to the party with my baby. You know what I'm saying? My daughter was 10 years old and they're walking with me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I push the art. I push the culture forward. I push even being, you know, I push fatherhood. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so much to me. I push, you know, putting your team on, putting your city on. Even though the music is grimy and we telling our tales, the story though is all positive.
Yeah, finger.
Excuse me? What'd you say?
I was gonna tell him to thumb through this book.
You said finger.
I was gonna say finger through this book, but I meant to say thumb through. That's the book about mixtapes. I just wanna see if anything in there sparks any vibe that from you.
Well, yeah, because we had the guys on earlier for the Do Remember mixtape book.
What is the mixtape Buffalo scene like?
Yo, is DJ Shay a mixtape DJ too? Did he do mixtapes?
I mean, he was more so mixtapes, but local talent. It wasn't like, you know.
He wasn't playing the exclusive shit. Like,
it wasn't like he was getting exclusive NYC, you know, MCs and putting together tapes. So it was just more like he was just curating just dope projects from locals. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, it's still mixtapes though.
Is there an upstate?
Like, not to cut you off, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have a lot of these, you know what I'm saying? Like, we did, you know what I mean? But this was more so like some New York City.
You'd have to make a trip.
Yeah.
What made its way up to Buffalo? Clue tapes. I mean,
clues. Clue was like the guy.
SNS.
Like, that's the thing. We know, like, that's what I'm saying. We know those guys.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like me personally going to check for it. I think maybe I was a little younger and I just wasn't really up on it like that. So Kid Capri, of course.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Kid Capri did make it.
Yeah. Capri made it.
So Clue, you think, was the biggest?
For sure. It started with Clue. That's when we really, like, noticed, like, okay, the mixtape scene is bubbling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took it to another level. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Funk Flex, of course.
I just wanted to show him this page.
What? There's a.
You didn't look this far back.
Okay.
The G-Unit mixtapes.
Okay, yeah. So this is fast forward where the streets is on fire then.
When the G-Unit mixtapes are out?
Where were you at when these came out? The original G-Unit tapes.
These are Who Kid tapes, Life?
Yeah.
The G-Unit. Eastside Buffalo, man, selling, you know, everything.
Was you rapping here? Maybe a little?
Just for fun, like, not no real shit. Conway and Benny was. They was already rapping at that time, like, for real, for real.
So this is what? What's 50?
04?
03?
04. You have money, though.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of whip? What kind of whip was you playing this CD in?
And so, like, in 2000, I had a 2000 Explorer. And then I moved from the 2000 Explorer to the 2002 Chevrolet Trailblazer.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? So, 02, I had the 02 Trailblazer.
This is to stay low?
Yeah, this is chill. But you got to think, too, that's when the Trailblazer first came out. Them shits was fire in 02.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because that's when bodies start changing.
Yeah.
So, when that Trailblazer came out of 02, like, that was, like, the it truck. Like, that shit was super fire then. You know what I'm saying? So, I had that then.
What was your first nice car, like a Benz?
My first one was a Volvo. I think it was called, like, don't give me the lion, like S80 or something. It was super nice. It was like the fly Volvo, though. Yeah. It was like the, if you have, like, the dope boy Volvo. It wasn't like the soccer mom.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Or, you know what I'm saying? The family Volvo was like that. Oh, no, he getting money. Like, it could have been a Benz Volvo.
And where'd you get that? In Buffalo?
I actually got it in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Because
your Alabama connection is.
Yeah, because.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom was staying down there at the time. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was on a run for a minute.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so.
Westside Run.
I had the Volvo. Yeah. I had the Lexus. That was the ES300. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worked my way up in the Lex game. But, you know, I always had something fly, though. You know, I was a kid, though. I was fucking 18 and 19 and 20 and 21. I wasn't.
Was there one that was, what was the car you were most hyped in your whole life to be in? Because I know today it probably doesn't hit the same as when it hit as a kid.
I mean, back in the day, just my cousin had a Saab. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the shit when I first got in the Saab. It was like being from Eastside Buffalo, a Saab looked like a spaceship. Like, nobody never had it. My cousin Byron. You know what I mean? My cousin Barry.
I remember Rob when he first got his Saab.
Yo, Saabs were a thing, bro.
Yeah, Saabs was crazy back in fucking 90, 91. Shit like that when you were a G. You know what I'm saying?
I want to get an MPV so bad.
Oh, just to feel Wu-Tang?
That's my Wu-Tang DJ Premier. Like, I just want to.
So, Saif, you know that the MPV is different than an MPC, right?
I want to make beats with the car. I want to get an MPV.
Yo, Gunn, how many songs have you had drama on now? Like 4 or 5? Well, yeah, he was on that whole tape.
Between about 7 and 10.
Yeah, it works.
He on a nice bit.
Yo, he's on a nice run now, too. The Tyler shit. Yeah. Yo, by the way, do you and Tyler connect on talking rare shit? Or is his shit more about the trunks and shit like that than the clothes?
He talks super fly too, you know.
He talks super fly now.
Tyler.
Tyler.
He definitely talk fly. You know, he just got his own way of letting you know that he doing his one too. But then it's like
different.
I got my own way too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like he'll say something like lavish that he had, but then look at my bracelet and be like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just ignorant as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wait, what's the way he does it? I know he does it with the trunk shit.
What's the trunk shit?
he collects trunks.
Oh, like Louis trunks?
Yeah.
But like
vintage.
Vintage Louis trunks.
Nego used to collect those.
Yeah.
That's that's probably
like the briefcases and, you know.
Yeah, I went to Nego's house and he had all the old vintage Louis. Louis was trunks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Louis had all the travel shit.
You do you collect trunks at all or no?
I mean, I have like a lot of dope luggage, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have trunks though. But I mean, I definitely have some nice Louis luggage right now. I have my set right now is Bottega. I love the Bottega sets. Because the thing about the Bottega is just built different. You know what I'm saying? It's just the craftsmanship on it. The leather is crazy.
How much are we talking about for a nice Bottega?
I think I paid for the duffel and the book bag. I think it was 10.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Expensive luggage is always funny to me. You know, like when you go fly a regular flight, you still fly regular sometimes, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna get to where I got to go.
Right. So
that's the thing. Of course, if they have a front seat available, I'm gonna get it or something like that. But I'm you know,
if you gotta go, you gotta go.
The way I travel, I can't plan too far ahead. So for instance, if I know I'm going somewhere tomorrow, I might not even buy my ticket to today. So by the time I buy it today, first class is up. You know what I'm saying?
Wes,
so
Wes, you're not telling me you fly coach.
You saying sometimes
I have to.
Then get the fuck out of here.
If I have to, for sure, because I'm going to get anywhere I need to go.
Because, Sif, what about the planes where you're not, where there's just nothing available? You could trade on the upgrade list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just don't have no choice. Like, if
I mean, I do it once in a while, but I'd fight it hard, bro.
I mean, of course.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. I leave tomorrow going to LA. I'm on Delta One. I'm asleep like a baby.
Goddamn, you're right. You are on Delta One. What they want for a Delta One ticket tomorrow? If you buy it the day before. Two grand?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
To LA.
You just said, sorry, what did you say?
That's nothing to him.
I just didn't hear the part you said to him.
I didn't say to him.
But you thought it. You thought to him. Because two grand is, I'm not going to lie, I'm annoyed that I have to go to Miami in a couple of weeks. And I know the first class is going to be whack on the plane anyway. Like, I already know it's not a good first class situation. It's going to be a regular ass first class. Yeah. And they still want to go from, instead of 230 to like, 1,200. And I'm like, it's fucking stupid. I can't do it.
Is something going on that week?
Not that I could tell.
You get there the same time. You get there at the...
No, you know what I ended up doing? You know what my move was in this situation? If I'm going to be stuck and I know I'm not going to splurge, I'm going to do JetBlue and get the even more space instead.
Yeah.
Because at least the JetBlue plane is comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I was on a fucking Delta Comfort Plus recently. It was like a nightmare from hell.
I was on a Comfort Plus about... Well, just a week ago, I'm talking about my back was hurting.
No, it's the word Comfort Plus.
And it's crazy because I try to go on a plane and go to sleep, right? You know, they let me on a plane first, of course, because no matter what, I'm still Diamond Medallion. So they let you on a plane first, even though it's Comfort Plus. So I get on a plane first. You're
a window guy or
outside? Window.
Yeah, me too. Good man.
I didn't smoke all day long. You know what I'm saying? I'm extra tired. I'm in Vegas. I know I got to fly here. It's a long flight back to the East Coast. So I just smoked myself out. I get on there. Bro, like, again, I was on there first, so I already dozed off before everybody was even on the plane. By the time everybody got on the plane, sat down, I guess we probably was taxiing for a minute. I don't know. It felt like I was on a plane already, at least an hour back, hurting, going crazy. I looked to see how much time I had. The plane was only in the air for like 15 minutes. I still had like 4 some hours left when
I seen
that plane, bro. Yo, I almost dropped a tear. Like, my back, I'm like, this can't be Comfort Plus. Like,
No. Like, God,
Comfort Plus is about the leg room.
No, let me tell you, it's fucking ass. And I'm gonna tell you this right now. There's almost no good New York Vegas flights too. There's very few for some reason. It's a shitty flight. And when I just did the same thing, bro, we got in the bullshit Comfort Plus things. I had an opportunity early on to upgrade. I didn't. I missed the window. Now it was like too much to upgrade. We sit down. Bro, they taxied for 2.5 hours before we took off in this fucking whack ass seat. I love these problems.
It's my favorite complaint. You have a mask on? Do people recognize you?
Hell yeah, they recognize me. I just go regular. I go regular, man.
They
recognize
you and say what? Like, they walking by, they're like, yo,
that's
Westside.
Like, oh, shit, Westside. Yo, yo. They be going crazy. Every time I get on a plane, every time. It's not a time I get on a plane, somebody, they not showing love.
Yo, by the way, Westside Gunn is wearing a $30,000 outfit with $250,000 of jewelry on, and he's sitting in Comfort Plus. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Because you're prioritized.
Yeah.
Well, and most importantly, you couldn't get
the worst is the worst is when somebody recognizes you who sits next to you.
Oh boy,
I haven't had that yet. I'm thankful for that
because that one could be tough. You want to be nice for a little while, but then you got to know when it's time to shut it down.
What I mean, it did happen one time, and he tried to talk to me for a while, but I had to just let him know, like, yo, I need some rest right now, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I can't sleep on the plane. Rest real quick. I have trouble sleeping,
so you're stuck awake.
So I'm just there on my laptop.
Yeah.
My laptop says Cypher Sounds on it.
Yo, Gunn, before we let you get up out of here, you said it's the last joint album. Your list of features that you've gotten in your life may be the craziest ever.
It is.
It has to be, right?
No, it is.
And it's all with love and respect.
Yeah.
It's crazy how you do it.
In all the years and all the features, who was the hardest one? I know you're going to say most were easy, but what was the most challenging one to pull off where when you got it, came back, you were like, fuck yes.
This might be one of my favorite episodes.
It was a good one.
It's a good song.
Doom.
Really?
That makes perfect sense.
I thought you was going to maybe say Doom.
Yeah.
What was the process for getting Doom?
I never speak on that process, man, because it's a story in itself, but it was just amazing how it happened, how it was done.
Because that was early on. Right?
I'm thankful for Doom, man. I'm thankful. It's just like I was blessed by, you know, Doom. I was blessed, you know, by DMX. You know, I was blessed by Prodigy. I was blessed by Sean Price. So, you know, rest in peace to all of them. Like, those is like, that's my Mount Rushmore because, you know, rest in peace to all of them. Even having just, you know, like I said, just Virgil on, my album cover. It's like, the things I've accomplished in this game, it's never been done before, man. And not even just with the feature list on MCs, but
producers too.
Yeah, producing too, production too. So, I mean, honestly, I really had the best resume in hip hop history. I stand on that. I put that against anybody with two feet. It's not even close.
It's pretty untouchable.
Yeah, all from Travis to Kanye to whoever. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Black Star to Run the Jewels to Slick Rick to Kool G Rap to, you know, Ray Ghost, Busta, you know.
Y'all are on an M record, right?
Yeah. Now he was on What Machine Gun Do.
He was on What Machine Gun Do.
Yeah. 50 was on there. I did Wayne, 2 Chainz, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody, man. You know, Ross, Jeezy.
What is it they say to you when you go do these things? Like the respect level is just so crazy.
Yeah, it's just love, man. I can't even explain. Like I say, you know, Westside Gunn is a one of one, true story. It's never been done before. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just thankful for the people that always reach out, you know, make sure I'm good. You know, the J Electronicas, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, that check in and make sure I'm good. And we built, you know, Hov's, just the people, you know, Hov text me today. You know,
wow. What'd he say?
Congratulations on the album. It's immaculate. Text me a couple of my buyers and said, man, just keep this shit going. You know what I mean?
Okay. Young hustlers that are trying to get ahead, whether it's music, fashion, just in the game, just the starting point, a piece of advice to get to even close to attempt to get to what you have. What is the thing, the core philosophy that starts that movement?
Just do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just bet it all on you. Do it yourself. You know what I mean? Just don't never lose sight. Everybody, it's always about timing. I always preach patience. A lot of people crash out. A lot of people give up. A lot of people, you know, result in negative actions because it's not going how they want it to go in the timely fashion.
It's frustrating.
Just, you know, they get discouraged and then shit just going, you know, go left. And, you know, this is a strong game. You got to be strong mentally. And it's not designed for us to win. It's designed for us to lose. So it's just about who worked the hardest, who worked the smartest. And just stay true. You know what I mean? Always be you. You know what I mean? Like, even with this album right here, you know, I got a lot of trap sound on it. And people be like, that's not true. You boom bap. You this, you that. And I'm just thinking, like, you might be boom bap, but where was you at when I was selling bricks of cocaine in 04? Standing on couches in Atlanta popping bottles, or in the strip clubs in Magic City and in Blue Flame and, like, you know what I'm saying? And when I was in the run down south in Alabama, like, I got South roots. You know what I'm saying? My mom lived, been living in the South half my life. You know what I'm saying? So I went to high school for a year in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't knock that part of my life because I just gave you boom bap for 10 years. I want to have fun. I want to explore. It's more than me. That's what people be mad at. It's so much more than me. People be mad at themselves because they so one dimensional. Mm-hmm. The people that leave the hate comments is really mad at themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? They not even mad at me because I'm doing great.
Also,
you know what I'm saying?
Boom bap fans. He gave you a lot. Like,
I mean, like,
that's
400 songs.
Go listen to all the, like, this one, he tried something different, or not tried, did something different. You have plenty to listen to. It's okay. Because obviously you're telling me you did records with all these different people. You got records with Jadakiss and MF Doom, which you don't even think those two would mix. You know what I'm saying? You get records with everybody.
Listen, if you ever get angry, I'm just turn this on at any moment.
Another war story from a thirsty young hustler. Young hustler. Another war story. War story.
You got one of my favorite primos of the last decade. Ready?
Once the pen hits the pad, it's danger. It's danger. Another war story from a thirsty young hustler. Young hustler. Once the pen hits the pad, it's danger.
Hey yo, you ever ate burgers on Wednesday? Wednesday. You ever ate chicken on Thursday? Thursday.
Fly
got the illest nigga per se. Per se. Part in my motherfucking workday. Hey, left out that fat chef, did the impact.
So, but if you ever get upset, just put that on and shut the fuck up, yeah, all right? Sure. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
But you have Dilla Records too?
No Dilla Records.
So that's something we could still do.
Yeah, that's something that I want to do. I spoke to hip hop. Hip hop is close to, you know, Dilla family. I met his mom before. You know, showed her nothing but respect and love. And
I can see that happening.
Yeah, you know, I feel like if it's a Dilla left, because I actually already heard some Dillas that was unreleased that I had the opportunity to. So let me just say that, you know, I reached out to Hop, and just the batch that Hop got, I wasn't feeling
it. It wasn't for you.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. I'm not knocking it. It said the beats weren't like that. It just wasn't, you know, for me. And if I'm thinking West Side Gun and Dilla, I'm thinking,
you got to get the right ones.
Yeah, or I'd rather not do it. You know
correct.
What I'm saying? That's
called the right decision.
You're not going to just take anyone just to say you did it.
Well, because Dilla has so many records. I've told, Sife's not the biggest Dilla head in the world, but I have mad Dilla beat tapes. A lot of them you shouldn't even be rapping on. Mm-hmm. They're just music on their own. It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
So you want to make sure you get the right one that could suit you.
Dilla was the same way like Doom. You know, they made production. It really wasn't necessarily even Madlib. It's just that vein.
It might not even need rap on it.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw that you had a random tweet one day in 2019. You just tweeted Mac Miller. I'm sure you don't remember a specific random tweet, but do you have any guess at this moment in time why you would have randomly in 2019 just tweeted Mac
That's
Miller?
It just the word is Mac
he
Miller.
You just tweeted Mac. This is like a year after he died. He died in 2018. So this is a while later.
I love Mac Miller. Mac Miller was full of energy. Mac Miller was super dope. Mac Miller loved and respected Griselda. You know,
of course he did. I mean,
and he was just a cool dude, man. And I think that's when his album came out, the first one after he passed.
Yeah, oh, that was when Circles came out.
Yeah,
probably.
It was just amazing to me to hear him. And you know, that project was amazing. And you know, he just was gone too soon, man.
Yeah, that's a collab that definitely would have happened.
Yeah, you know, he got one with Conway.
There's a Conway one, okay.
Yeah, he got one with Conway. He worked with, that's what I'm saying, he worked with Griselda. Like, no matter what, everybody in hip-hop has worked with Griselda.
It's crazy, bro. Yo, it really is crazy. Snoop, there's Snoop, right?
Yeah, Snoop is on Benny's new album.
Snoop's on the new Benny?
Yeah.
Yo, it's amazing, man. Did you ever try, were you ever willing to broach the subject to try to get a Hove joint on one of your projects?
Nah, because that's the thing. It's just like, those type of blessings is just going to come to you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's not too late, though. I feel it's an opportunity to get him on What Was Sheen Gonna Do Part 2. That we all three come together and it's like, let me just bless all three of y'all at the same time.
Yeah, just to get
it out the way. Because if I can't just get Benny one
right.
and not West Side Gun one. I can't get West Side Gun one and not Conway one. I can't. So I think it'll just be fair. We just get that one, you know, and we can do that. We can. I think for sure.
I'm putting that. Let's put that out in the universe.
Let's do it.
By the way, before you go, we should also start.
He already has it recorded.
Yeah, it's probably done. We'll look great though. We'll look great.
Close up. Ding.
By the way, there haven't been any good public rumors of you, Conway, and Benny separating recently. You want to start one now?
Man, fuck them.
Yeah,
man.
Isn't it? But it's bullshit, honestly. They're on some bullshit. Yeah, wait, frankly,
fuck them.
That's what I say.
I'm sorry. I know we gotta go. Is you still have this weird thing with Flex? Has that ever been fixed?
Nah, it still ain't fixed.
Is there any way now that you're older and more mature, is there any way to fix it?
I'm not more mature at all.
Wait, I don't.
I'm just older.
I thought it was Flex and Khan who got into it.
No, that was after. This is the original.
That was me because I felt like he was disrespectful multiple times.
Multiple times.
It wasn't even just one time.
Why?
I watched my cousin and I watched my brother kill a Funk Flex freestyle harder than 90% of the people that went up there with my own two eyes. I was right there and Funk Flex acted like they was invisible. But he dick wrote so much garbage. He paid homage to so much garbage. And it's like, why? Because we from Buffalo or what you think? We just some underground cats that ain't really doing it. Like, yo, bro, like, this is when I already had mills around the world. Like, I'm already respected as that guy. This is after Wu Mob and, you know what I mean? Everybody paying homage. This is after all of this shit. Like, we didn't just get here, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you trying to act like we just some Joe Schmo coming off the street and you doing us a favor. I just felt that was disrespectful because even if we go back and listen to them freestyles right now, they killed it.
And you're saying at the time his tone, the way he acted, just wasn't
like, yeah, when he got
there. He made like a face. And
yeah,
it
like when he got there, he acted like he ain't really want to be there. Like,
damn, you know, Sife, you should fix this up.
It was just like weird. It was just like weird energy. Like, yo, bro, like, why
he's a weird guy.
Like, why you treating us like why you treating us like that? Like I pretzel your ass in here. Like,
oh boy,
that's how I felt. Yeah. And I left it alone. And then the next time, because I was ready to leave, you know what I'm saying? Then we end up staying, did it. Then on the next one,
1 minute,
we were supposed to go there and kind of redeem it. You know what I'm saying? New energy. I didn't want to do it. They're like, nah, it's going to be all good. It's going to be love this time. We get up there. We waited. Flex never came. We sat outside the building, waited for this man for an hour. He never even showed up.
Ugh. Well, I appreciate you not. I appreciate that you're not sending that towards me.
Yeah.
Well, we love you.
Nah, I love y'all too.
As you know, his name is West Side Gun, and then they pray for you.
Yeah, they ain't pray for me.
Sorry, damn it, I keep getting the pronouns wrong. And then you pray for me, Gun. We love you, bro. Be easy.
Nah, I love, bro.
Peace.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.